Thank you for being here so late in the day, the last session. I'm happy to be here to talk about some data from a national trial that we did together at UCSF with Planned Parenthood. And we did an intervention in long-acting reversible contraceptives, IUDs and implants, to try to increase provider competency and get clinics ready to be able to offer their patients information and access to these methods. And in this presentation, I'm looking at trust in provider and contraceptive decision making and looking at racial and ethnic disparities. Here are my co-authors. I have no disclosures. So the objectives are to assess measures of voluntary informed contraceptive method choice, which I think are so important in all research, but particularly in research with IUDs and implants and other long-acting methods. And we are also going to evaluate the importance of trust in provider in contraceptive choices and compare racial and ethnic differences in trust in provider and the impact on contraceptive choices. So voluntary informed contraceptive method choice. Of course, it's essential for all women, but we have particular concerns among vulnerable populations. And as I mentioned, even heightened concern for long-acting reversible methods that require a trained clinician to both insert and remove the methods. So there's been some research on in the United States about concerns on birth control and mistrust in medicine and showing greater distrust among African Americans. And a set of studies by Thornburn and colleagues that were very well done, and they were largely smaller studies. And more recently, there's been a national data set, which was wonderful because they asked all these attitudinal questions, and they had representative data. And we looked at it and did some analyses and looked at the attitudes about contraception, and in fact saw that what we saw from the smaller studies, that African Americans and Latinas were more likely to agree about harmful motives of the government and with contraceptives. And here are just a few of the measures that were in that fog zone national data set of the national campaign. And this first set of bars was about the government making sure birth control was safe. And for that item, there were not significant differences among different groups. We have whites, Latinas, and blacks up here. But in these two items that are pretty strong, the government promotes birth control to limit minorities, and minorities and poor are used as guinea pigs. We see large and statistically significant differences with Latinas and African Americans far more likely to strongly agree, and these statements were far more likely to agree with than were white respondents. So then we think about the interaction with the provider. If this is kind of the context, and the woman goes into the clinic, and What is she feeling? What is she thinking? How does this interaction take place of the contraceptive decision making? And the large majority of women, also in this national data set, reported that their providers were in fact their most trusted source of birth control information. So that there's a big responsibility then on providers. We see 87% of whites, 90% of blacks, 75% of Latinas see their providers as their most trusted source of information. We also know from research, which makes sense, that women choosing new or unfamiliar methods cite the provider counseling as the reason. And to a lot of young women in the United States, IUDs and implants are still new and unfamiliar. We also know that providers may have different contraceptive counseling with patients by race, ethnicity. So, putting this all together, we ask our research question in this analysis, were there racial ethnic differences in provider trust, in counseling, and in voluntary method choice in a contraceptive intervention that we conducted in the United States? And this shows the intervention that we did to train clinics to provide long-acting methods, and mainly it was to give clinicians and health educators the skills and the updated evidence to be able to offer these methods. We had hands-on training for clinicians and then role play for counselors, but they also had a lot of the latest evidence and method indications, and they had a lot of teaching on how to make this information available to women coming into the clinic. And so the clinic intervention we did was a half-day training, and it took, and really we were just hoping that it would have a lasting effect on the clinics and on the providers and their interactions with patients, which was kind of a tall bar, because first of all, we had to train, the intervention was on the provider level, and then the second row, we had to change provider knowledge and beliefs and what they think about offering IUDs and implants to young women at high risk of unintended pregnancy. And they had to change their provider practices, and then we go to the visit with the patient, and presumably they would have counseling that included these methods, whereas a lot of times now these methods aren't included for the most high-risk women. And then what happens in the care, and then the cost of these methods. So then we get down to the next level of the patient and what she's thinking, and that's the level where we're going to be seeing the data from today. And the intervention would presumably change patient knowledge and beliefs about their pregnancy risks and their options and what they can do, and then their behaviors, and then hopefully improve patient health outcomes ultimately. So we had a cluster randomized trial, and the research question was, are there race and ethnic differences in provider trust and choice of methods? And we're looking specifically at the LARC methods. And the intervention was this clinic-wide half-day LARC training. We worked with 40 Planned Parenthood clinics throughout the country and had varied experiences with them, largely extraordinary experiences with them, really. It was wonderful to conduct research with them. And the data we'll be looking at today is from a cohort of patients that came from intervention and control clinics. There are 1,500 young women, 18 to 25, at risk of unintended pregnancy who don't want to become pregnant in the next year. They all received contraceptive counseling. They were not pregnant, and they were English or Spanish speaking. These are the methods of the trial, which aren't as important for this analysis here, but the I'll just mention the analyses were blinded by study arm. So our primary outcome measures are the provider-patient trust scale that we used, a validated scale, and then choice of LARC method. And our primary independent variable is race and ethnicity. And the groups we looked at were white, Latina, Black, and the Asian group was unfortunately small. So we can't make many inferences from that. We used intent to treat analysis and generalized estimating equations for cluster data with robust standard errors. So this trust scale that we've used, it's used in a lot of different areas of medicine. And it says here, a measure to assess interpersonal trust in patient-physician. And so the items, some of them are similar to each other, but they do look at different things. And the first one is the provider really cares about me as a person. I had to truncate some of them to fit on here. And this idea about trusting the provider so much that you'll always follow the medical advice, and the provider is considerate of my needs, and or the provider doesn't do everything she should about my care. And whether they trust the provider to tell them if a mistake were made in their medical care, and then confidentiality, whether they worry the provider may not keep information private. So what we saw when we looked at these items by race and ethnicity is that, well, overall what you see is that women tended to rate the trust in provider pretty high on all of the items. You can see here whether the provider cares about me, this bright blue bar in the middle, where Latina's foreign born was significantly lower. And When we looked at the items, first of all, with Latinas together, there were no racial and ethnic differences. Nothing was significant. And then we pulled out the foreign-born Latinas and did see some differences in a few of the items. And then in the overall scale, also with our GEE cluster models, we saw that whites, Latinas, and blacks and Asians had similarly high trust levels and positive interactions with healthcare provider. But then if you are, we looked at the foreign-born Latinas and they had significantly lower provider trust. So then we look at the counseling session, look at, okay, does the provider discuss these methods with women? Is the provider offering information and access to these methods? And you see here the bright blue bar. Basically, they were pretty even, but Latinos were less likely to say that the provider talked to them about the IUD and the implant to the foreign-born Latinas. And then decisions to use LARC. Nonetheless, Latinas as a group were significantly more likely to decide to use a LARC method. And you'll see the foreign-born Latinas were even slightly higher, but there were no other racial and ethnic differences. And so clearly having the provider talk to them about the method or the understanding the back and forth with the provider isn't the only element in their contraceptive method choice. When we had a full model controlling for other variables about the decision to use LARC, we found that provider trust was actually positively and significantly associated with choosing a LARC method, which didn't surprise us since these methods are new and maybe a bit scary for some women. The ones who had the better interaction with the provider or rated it better were more likely to choose a LARC method. We also see that Latinas independently are significantly more likely. The provider trust did not act as a mediator. We did some analyses that I won't go into now. And then the intervention was significant in deciding to use the method. So this slide just shows overall, not by race and ethnicity, about our intervention. Whether when you train provider, the way that this training happened, whether providers got overly exuberant and tended to be too enthusiastic with women about LARC methods, or whether they it was what we had hoped was just opening up access for them. And I think this slide nicely shows the women's autonomy and also their shared decision making with providers. That all the women visiting clinics that hadn't had the intervention had identical reports of their decision-making about contraceptives, whether they chose on their own or whether they chose with a provider, as women visiting clinics that had undergone the LARC training intervention. When we look at this variable by race and ethnicity, we see that the differences are small and not significant of with, again, the large majority of women of all groups saying either I chose or I chose together with my provider. So in conclusion, with these data, we saw women reported visiting these Planned Parenthood clinics very high trust in provider with few differences by race and ethnicity other than for foreign-born Latinas who reported lower trust in provider. We saw that trust in provider was positively associated with choosing LARC methods. And ironically, Latinas were more likely to choose LARC methods, which means something else was also affecting their decisions, maybe country of origin, where IUD use is more common. There could be several things. We also, in our intervention with the measures we had, did not detect an impact on women's autonomy in decision-making or in their shared decision-making, which we were thrilled to see, but I think the last point is the most important point, that that it's so important to integrate measures of decision making into contraceptive interventions, particularly with a lot of us working in long-acting reversible contraceptives. But I would argue even in all contraceptive research that it's always important to keep the women and her reports and her experiences in the forefront of the research and what we're trying to accomplish ultimately with reducing unintended pregnancy. It matters so much how the woman feels that she participated in the decision making. So thank you. There's a large team that worked on this huge study, so, and yeah, thank you.